Please come to order. Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the quorum?
Thirty present, 10 absent.
Mr. Miller?
Mr. Speaker, Representatives Akers is excused from the call from this afternoon on, as is Mr. Osterbeck. Mr. Brown is excused from the call of the House. I'll ask unanimous consent that other absent members be excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection, motion's adopted.
Mr. Speaker, while on that subject of excusing the call, I've had a request, and I'll move that Representative Meekins be excused from the call of the House tomorrow.
Hearing no objections, member will be excused on the date indicated. Representative Urien.
While we're on that subject, Mr. Speaker, I've had two requests to be excused from the call. I'd move at this time that Representative Byrne be excused on February 10th and 11th.
Hearing no objection, member will be excused on the dates indicated.
And I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent this time that Representative Lathine be excused on February 11, 12, 13, and 14th.
Without objection, the member will be excused on the dates indicated. Will the members please rise for a prayer by Pastor George McNevin? Mr. Guy. Hearing no objections, prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the clerk please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
There is a correction on page 187. Please change the chaplain's name to read George McNevin. With this correction, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 24th day.
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified and corrected by the chief clerk.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Brings us down to introduction of guests. Are there any guests for introduction to the chambers? Mr. Specking.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I have two distinguished guests this morning. First is Mr. Johnny Johnson, who is the former constituent of Speaker Malone's and Representative Rhodes, who is now serving with the City of Seward as city manager. Accompanying Mr. Johnson is a very distinguished gentleman, Mr. Darrell Schaefermeyer, who served very effectively on Senator Stevens' staff and who is now also with the City of Seward. Thank you.
Are there other guests for introduction to the chamber? Messages from the Governor.
Dear Mr. Speaker, I read the following resolutions and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Concurrent Resolution Number 14 amended, honoring Langhorne A. Tony Motley. House Joint Resolution Number 8, inviting the President of the United States to address the Alaska State Legislature. House Joint Resolution Number 11, relating to oil tanker safety. House Resolution Number 4, congratulating Jean Elizabeth Dementi. Committee Substitute for House Resolution Number 5 amended, relating to representation of District 16. House Concurrent Resolution Number 6, congratulating the Chugiak Eagle River Star. I have no further messages from the Senate, from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
I do have one item that I'd like to read under communications to the House. It's a letter from Langhorn, A. Tony Motley. Reads as follows, Dear Mr. Speaker, please convey to your distinguished colleagues my deep appreciation for the considerations and courtesies they have extended to me over the past 2 years. The basic mission of identifying, prioritizing, and implementing needed governmental services for the people is greatly enhanced when subjected to the in-depth scrutiny and guidance carried out by the House of Representatives and their committee deliberations. The challenge presented by this scrutiny makes us do our homework better. On a personal note, I can sum up these 2 years best by stating I wouldn't trade it for anything, and I consider the association, both personally and professionally, with the members of the House of Representatives as essential to that experience. Sincerely, Langhorn A. Motley. Mr. Swanson. Hearing no objection, motion's adopted. Are there any further communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 35 relating to construction contractors under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 35 submitted by the Commerce Committee and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Dankworth, Eliason, Specking, and Brown. House Bill 35 has no further referral. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 81 relating to identification seal of native crafts under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by McKinnon, Chatterton, Bradley, Parr, Carpenter, and Brown. Mr. Hayes has no recommendation. House Bill 81 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 20 by Specking, Haugen, Eliason, Gardner, and Osterbeck, encouraging the international trade for Alaska caught fish product.
You refer to the Resources Committee?
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill Number 160 by Parr, an act relating to making or possessing a false certificate of residency.
Labor and Management.
House Bill 161 by Parr, an act relating to credit in the teacher's retirement system for service in the United States Merchant Marine.
HESS and Finance.
House Bill 162 with a transmittal letter. These transmittal letters cover the rest of the bills. By the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Environmental Conservation and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 163 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Military Affairs and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 164 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 165 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplement appropriation to the Department of Labor and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 166 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 167 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Law and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 168 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Administration and providing for an effective date.
You refer to the Finance Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us down to consideration of our daily calendar. Will the clerk please read first item on the daily calendar?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 16 by Parr, relating to the Alaska American Revolution Bicentennial Commission. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution Number 16 pass the House? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? House Concurrent Resolution Number 16 has passed the House. Short calendar today. That brings us down to unfinished business. Mr. Miller?
Mr. Speaker, a small matter, but I think in the long run it maybe a trifle important. A motion was made a few minutes ago to put a communication in the journal. Over the years, it's been the policy of both houses to limit the journal to strictly the nuts and bolts motions and actions taken by this body, the only exception being the occasional spreading of a prayer on the journal. But even the joint rules are very specific that the journal of each house reports only the essential items of daily business, roll call votes, major motions, communications, governor, and so forth. But the joint rules does provide that we have a method of doing what previous motion did do, and that is the detailed committee reports, exhibits, miscellaneous communications can be placed in the supplement to the journal, in the supplementary journal. So, Mr. Speaker, and I think that's a very proper place for things of that sort. So, Mr. Speaker, I'm going to ask unanimous consent that instead of being placed in the journal, that the communication that was referred to earlier be placed in the supplemental journal.
Is there any objection? No objection. Motion's adopted. The letter will be placed in the supplemental journal. Is there any more unfinished business to come before the House? Mr. Phillips. Clerk, please indicate the presence of Representative Phillips. Is there any more unfinished business to come before the House? Mr. Kelly.
Mr. Speaker, inasmuch as we had a CRA committee meeting, we're a bit late today, and we won't have another roll call, could the journal please show the presence of Representatives Rudd, Phillips, Smith, Snyder, Kelly, Lathine, and Duncan?
Mr. Kelly, would you like to repeat those names?
Phillips, Smith, Snyder, Kelly, Lathine, and Duncan.
No objection. The clerk will indicate the presence. Mr. Lyson.
Speaker, can we have an ease?
House, please stand at ease. Back to order. Left off, we were under unfinished business. Is there any more unfinished business to come before the House? Special orders. Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to have unanimous consent to speak on a matter concerning legislation introduced under special orders.
Mr. Parr, without objection, you have the floor.
Mr. Speaker, we just heard read in a few minutes ago a whole lot of supplemental appropriation bills. And I think that it might behoove us all to remember a great deal of publicity given to some line item vetoes on the budget we passed last year. And sort of you to take it out with your left hand and put it back to your right.
Are there any more special orders? Mr. Urien?
I'd like to remind Mr. Parr that there'll probably be a supplemental appropriation this quarter to pay for our salaries.
Money well spent, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any more special orders? Announcements of committee meetings. Mr. Cooper?
Mr. Speaker, the Finance Committee will meet in the Finance Committee room on the fourth floor at 11 o'clock this morning or as soon as the caucus that I understand is going to take place is over. We will be taking up at 11 o'clock this morning House Bill 117, House Bill 5, House Bill 84, and House Resolution Number 6. This afternoon, the House Finance Committee will meet at 1:30 to discuss the proposed Anchorage pre-detention facility, otherwise known as the super jail.
Mr. Brown, then Mr. Miles.
Mr. Speaker, I will be gone tomorrow, so I'll make this announcement now. Thank you, Mr. Urien. In order to warn members of Labor and Management Committee, and also so that the Commerce Committee can schedule appropriately, we don't knock heads too much. On Tuesday, this next week, the Labor and Management Committee will meet at 8 o'clock in the morning in the committee room, room 207 of the Assembly, to consider two bills, one of them House Bill 160 by Representative Parr, and the other one House Bill 104 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor with regard to residency cards. And then There will be a meeting on Thursday at 8 o'clock in the morning. Bills yet to be announced, but those should be posted before the end of the day tomorrow. In addition to that, Mr. Speaker, I have previously indicated that on the 12th of February, the House Select Committee on Telecommunications would be having various activities involving conferences with representatives of RCA and a field trip and so forth. Apparently, that's going to be telecommunications weekend because that also coincides with the convention of the, I don't have the exact name, but it's the Alaska Cable Television Broadcasters Association. And as a result, we will also be meeting with them at a social function the previous evening on the February 11th, and I will be giving more precise times and dates with regard to that later. And I'd like to warn the committee and other interested members about that.
Mr. Miles?
Mr. Speaker, the caucus that Mr. Cooper expected to be announced immediately upon adjournment will not be announced, but it will begin immediately on adjournment.
Representative Urien?
There'll be a minority caucus.
Representative Rudd?
Mr. Speaker, the Community and Regional Affairs Committee will hold a joint hearing with the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee this afternoon on the proposed annexation in Palmer and Seward. That will be in room 106 of the Assembly Building. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., we will take up House Bill 83, Procedures of the Local Boundary Commission.
Representative Osterbach?
The Resource Committee will meet on February 8th, taking up bills, House Bill 54, Administration of State Lands, House Bill 114, Fire Suppression Fund, House Bill 115, Appropriation to the Fire Supreme Fund.
Representative Parr?
Mr. Speaker, the House Committee will meet at 3 this afternoon, House Bill 99, Liability for Hospitalization of the Mentally Ill, and House Bill 65, the Interstate Corrections Compact.
Representative McKinnon?
We have an at ease for just a second.
House, please stand at ease. Please come back to order. Representative McKinnon?
Commerce will meet tomorrow morning at 8, and we'll continue our hearings on House Bill 105, Advertising by Businesses and Professions. We'll also be taking up House Bill 106, repealing the gross business license tax. And we had originally scheduled House Bill 108, dealing with third-party beneficiaries, for tomorrow, but because of the carryover in 105, that'll be postponed until sometime next week.
Representative Bradley?
Mr. Speaker, State Affairs, 1 p.m. today, will be taking up H.J.R. 13, Amendment to the Constitution. That's a six-year term for the governor. And House Bill 128, a State Affairs Bill, the succession of office of the governor. And we'll also be finalizing our recommendation to the Finance Committee on Executive Order 39.
Representative Miles? House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order. Are there any more announcements? Is there any more business to come before the House? Mr. Miller?
Speaker, one more pleasant announcement. A reminder to the group that the Alaska Broadcasters Association will be hosting a reception for legislators and their spouses and friends. And the this will be at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the Gastineau Suite at the Baranoff. There's no further business to come before the body, Mr. Speaker. I'll ask the announcement to stand. We stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, House adjourned.